From the United America Network, this is Varsity Vibes, your roundup of prep sports action and the voices from prep athletics all across Riverside County with Luke Lamont. Now, here's Luke.
Welcome back to Varsity Vibes. We got softball on deck for today, introducing yet another spring sport here in Riverside County. Going to work the same way that it has for the previous sports we've introduced. We're going to go through the playoff teams of last year, recap how that went and how they're doing in this season, and then some of the teams that we just can't go without talking about afterwards. So we're going to start things off with Division I per usual, absolutely littered with teams from Riverside County. Norco, Roosevelt, Murrieta Mesa, Pauley, Valley View, and King all made that top bracket. So we're going to walk through this chaotic Division I, working our way up from the worst to the best performing teams. The first team eliminated in Round 1 was Pauley. They fell 6-0 versus Murrieta Mesa. Pauley finished ranked 81st in the state after their 20-9 season, bouncing after just one game in that postseason. This year, off to a slightly worse start, but still plenty ahead of them with an 8-5 record. The second and only other team that failed to secure a postseason win was King. Another inter-county matchup between Valley View and King, the Wolves lost that game 6-1, ending a 16-11 season and finished ranked 64th in the state of California. But that sour taste of a first-round defeat is more than gone. The Wolves on the hunt for a CIF title in 2026, starting hot at 10-2, and they are ranked 9th in all of the state. They have 90 runs for and 30 against in just 12 games. They are undefeated in non-neutral games and have a 7-game win streak actively, and on that streak have outscored their opponents 60-11. This team is an absolute juggernaut in the Southern section, and is going to be one of the heavy favorites come postseason time if they keep up this incredible pace. Definitely a team to look back for and that we're going to circle back to later on. Now, we're going to move to our second round exits. Roosevelt was knocked out by La Mirada 12-4, capping off their very solid 19-9-1 season, finishing ranked 43rd overall. The 2026 season has treated them well at home so far, 2-0, but 9-4 overall thanks to a 2 neutral record. The third-ranked Mustangs are also tied first in the Big 8. The next team sent home was the Murrieta Mesa Rams. A 3-2 loss versus Ayala, ending a Southwestern Championship season for them. The team finished ranked 54th. Now, in 2026, a similar story to King, only better. The Rams are poised for a championship. This is one of the best teams in the entire county. Not top 10, not top 5, but 5th nationally. A 2nd in California ranking, this is one of the best teams in all of the country. They are also 14-0. And the craziest part of all this is their 130-16 run differential. I mean, just absolutely blowing teams out of the water. They are fresh off their best win, 22-5 versus league opponent Vista Murrieta. The team has 14 home runs and is batting a collective 400. And they have pitched 118 total strikeouts so far. This team, simply put, unstoppable. Good luck. Everyone is going to need it if the Rams are on your schedule. We're going to continue on to Valley View. So a second round exit. 8-0 versus Temescal Canyon they lost. The reigning Ivy League champs ended the year 24-5, ranked 60th, and are right on pace for another successful year. They're ranked 52nd now, 13-2, and are 9-0. When they are not at home. The sign of a good team is one that wins on the road. We're going to go to our final team. Norco had a first round bye and would crush Oaks Christian 13-1, Chino Hills 9-1, Ayala 6-1, and clinch the top prize of a Division I CIF Southern Section title with a 3-0 victory shutout versus El Medina, completing an incredible season and avenging one of their top three losses, 5-4 early on in the year to El Medina. The team finished 29-18-46 throughout the whole season, undefeated at home. Big 8 champs finished 5th nationally and 2nd overall in the state, behind only the Del Oro Golden Eagles, who were 1st, who are 5 spots behind Norco nationally, as a matter of fact. The Cougars held one of the greatest seasons in California softball history. Now, have they followed it up? Yes, 9-2 start, but still dominant with a 67-6 run differential. ranked 13th nationally, and will be in the mix at the top with a 7th ranking overall in California. Riverside County, they've loaded up the top tier of California softball with some elite teams in 2026. Now, we're going to jump down to Division II. They had 4 teams: Great Oak, Linfield Christian, Shadow Hills, and Vista Murrieta. Same deal as Division I, bottom to top. Round 1 took down Shadow Hills 12-0 to Whittier Christian. The 20-4 Desert Empire champs definitely shocked by such a tough loss to open the postseason. But they have kept their eyes on the prize, starting 4-2 with an undefeated 3-0 league record in the new season. Linfield Christian, they fell in round 2. They went 21-4 and second in the Ambassador League, ranked 115th in the state. This year, bit of a downer for them. 5-6 overall, ranked 316th after some road struggles had really put a wrench in this team's season. Still a little bit of time to turn it around, but not good so far. Vista Murrieta also had a second round loss, 13-3 versus Santa Margarita, a tough end to an 18-12 ride from the Broncos, finishing ranked 109th. In 2026 now, they are a 500 team, 5-5 record. Bit of a weird spot with 3 league losses and no wins so far, slipping to 182nd in the state. That's another team that's just kind of in a rough situation, not exactly sure how their season's going to pan out. The final team, Great Oak. They had a great playoff run all the way to the semifinals before Jay Sarah would topple the Wolfpack 9-6. Ranked 75th and a 19-win year, has not been followed up thus far. Currently 4-5, ranked 134th. Still time to turn things around, but a bad start overall for what was a great team last season. Now we're going to drop to Division III. They had 2 teams, very brief and disappointing result, unfortunately. La Quinta and Beaumont both eliminated in round 1. Cougars fell 9-1 versus semifinalist Kennedy, ending a 12-11 season, sneaking into the playoffs barely. The team now sits at 6-5, on pace for a similar end result. La Quinta, on the other hand, they fell to Mission Viejo 7-3, halting their Desert Empire runner-up season. The team was 19-5-1 and is now faring pretty well in the new season, 7-3 overall. Division 4 had another pair of teams, Hillcrest and Indio. Hillcrest was a one-and-done, 6-5 versus Santa Monica, ending a mediocre 16-13 season. Now, the new year has brought new life to the team, who is lighting it up at 10-2 on a 3-game win streak, thanks to a perfect 5-0 at home to add to their 125th ranked resume. Indio managed to find a path to the quarterfinals after a 15-13 win in round 1 and a 4-2 victory to follow. The team lost 9-3 eventually to El Toro, ending the run of the Desert Valley undefeated league champions. Previously 18-12 team is now 10-4 in the new year. Pretty good start. Division 5, 0 teams unfortunately made it from Riverside County, so we're going to bump right down to Division 6. They saw 1 team, that being San Jacinto. They clawed their way to the quarterfinals before Adelanto took the win 16-10 in a high-scoring game. San Jacinto started their first 2 games outscoring their opponents 21-3 overall, but the Tigers outmatched in that one. They were 12-13 overall in the season. That's a really impressive run for a team that just got a shot at making the playoffs. Definitely made the most of it. Now in the new season, the team sits at 5-8, an unclear path for the future. Maybe they can sneak in again and go on another run. We'll have to wait and see. In Division 7, Moreno Valley, the only team, they were 1-done really quick, a 7-5 loss versus Westminster. The Vikings were 10-10, perfect 500. They weren't really able to muster any momentum going either way against them or for them in the year. And now in 2026, the team has hit a wall at 3-10-1, not looking bright for them. Down to Division 8, another bracket, 0 teams from Riverside County. And that does round up all of the playoff teams from last season. Now, a team not mentioned in the playoffs last year is Corona. This is the one team that we had as an outlier who has seen a good jump into this new season. The Panthers are currently 9-2 and ranked 46th in the state, but 25th overall in the Southern section. They are fresh off their only home loss. It was bad, 10-1 versus King, who's a really great team, as we mentioned. But otherwise, they've won all of their 6 others on home turf, so the Panthers definitely a team that are going to be in the mix come postseason time. And that is going to wrap up our recap and intro for softball. We're going to keep pace with a lot of these teams, especially Murrieta, Mesa, and King throughout the entire season. Make sure to stay tuned for future episodes next week on Varsity Vibes, brought to you by the United America Network.
Varsity Vibes with Luke Lamont is presented by the United America Network. Based in Riverside County, California, UAN is your home team for respecting the American way and countering the spread of misinformation. This is what democracy sounds and looks like.